Hello, Josh.
How are you, Rabbi Pearl?
Baruch Hashem, good. How are you?
Puzzled. And the reason why I'm puzzled is because I'm listening to tomorrow's daf through my computer, through headphones that I'm wearing in my ears.
Yes.
And yet, the Zoom, which is also through my computer, is coming out through my computer speaker, not through my headphones. So maybe there's a default setting that I need to change in the Zoom.
How many times are you laning this week?
I'm giving daf on Shabbos, so I am taking the week off from laning. Which is why I'm doing tomorrow's daf now, so that tomorrow I could do Shabbos' daf. Let's see if this works. Yeah. I think I could have done Bishalach in a pinch, but I didn't line it up to do it somewhere else.
I've become like the go-to bad poet at the 9:30.
My headphones are on. Oh, wait, there we go. I got it. Say that again.
You hearing me through your headphones now?
Yeah, now I hear you through my headphones. Good. I fixed it.
So, I become sort of the go-to Balkore at the 9:30 minyan at Or HaTorah. And so I was, and when I was, Vaera was really challenging.
Yeah.
You laned Vaera?
I did lane Vaera. I laned the last four aliyahs of Vaera, finding out that I was laning it this time of the week.
What's tricky about it is that everything is similar.
Everything's similar but different, yeah. I didn't get it all. I did not get them all correct.
Yes, that was hard. So that was a real challenge.
I'm actually finding Esther to be somewhat like that also. There are a lot of different times where there are Psukim and Esther that are very similar, that are different.
That's true. Is this your first time doing Esther?
I did it last year for the first time. So this is my second time. And it's not quite like the first time, but it's close enough to the first time that I started early enough on the middle of Perek Ches, and I'd say from the beginning through where I am, I probably know 92%. So I need to finish up and then go back and finish up the other 8% that I keep messing up on. And that 8% is where the psukim are similar enough where they come up again later and I just keep getting them.
Yeah, there are a few times like that. I actually laned Esther for my bar mitzvah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I had two bar mitzvahs, one on Shabbos and one the following Thursday, which was Purim.
My brother's bar mitzvah parasha was Tetzaveh with Purim Motzei Shabbos. So we had, I remember, in the house, a Megillah reading, so I did a Perek or two. I must have been, my brother's 3-4 years younger than me. And that was the last time that I laned until last year, and I had only done two prokim. So last year I started before Hanukkah to start preparing.
Well, this year it's all hands on deck.
This year, yeah, exactly. For every Baal Kori, there's probably five minyanim.
Yeah.
You can use the hand signals. You guys use the...
The hand signals confuse me. They don't help. I just realized I don't have a chumash. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Good evening.
How are you? How are you?
Baruch Hashem. Inoculated.
That's not wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Shalom, you good? You vaccinated? Yeah. Oh, okay, good. Okay, let's start at the back. Let's start with the Parsha of Amalek. That's Perek. Perek Yud Zion. Perek Yud Zion. Pasuk Ches. Yeah, let's start with the Kli Yoker. There's anything Kli Yoker. We'll do this. Do the Arachaim first. The Arachaim and Pasuk Ches. Vayove Amolek. Yud Zayin Ches. Vayove Amolek Liyais. Shenis Atzlu B'Torah. Shenim Shalu L'mayim. Ule Eish. Dechsev Ko Devarim Kesh. V'lo Nis Asku B'Molchamta Shal Torah. L'zeh En Yishon B'Tzima'om. Kineged Bechinas Mayim. Ube Eish HaMolchoma Shal Amolek. So apparently why did Amalek come now? So Rashi says, because we complained that Yesh Hashem Bekirbeinu. So this was the onesh for being saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not taking care of us. The Amalek represents a happenstance. So we were saying everything is happening, that Kadosh Baruch Hu not taking care of us, and the Amalek came. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu showed us in such a stark way that he's taking care of us, because he had the Melchoma was the one by our tefillah. So he suggests, the Rechaim says, that we had just complained, we don't have water, to Nolan Umayyim Minishta. So that represents that we were not learning. So not learning means that we were missing the life source of Torah and missing the passion of the fire of Torah. So he says, therefore, we had to lose the water. The truth is that Chazal point this out earlier. Chazal point that out that when we complained that we didn't have water the first time, so Moshe Rabbeinu gave us water, and at that time, according to Chazal, he was misakin that we would have Kriyas HaTorah. So Chazal apparently learned that when we complain about water, we're complaining about the life source. So Chaim says that there are two parts to Torah, Eishu Mayim. So our Srashlos of learning brought about a that we needed we complained about water, and we needed, and we had the drought, and that also includes a certain passion and fire, so that we had to be instilled in us with Muhammad of Amalek. So then he says in the next pasuk, "Vayomer Moshe al Yeshua, this Chakei Moshe kishehikira omijul tzad bitul mechemes haTorah." Omer in royal and taste of Muhammad Yeshua. Shenema la Yomush Mitechaya, Beza Gator. So, why did he choose Yeshua? At this point, Yeshua was nobody. Yeshua wasn't, what was Yeshua at this point? He hadn't, it was before Matan Torah. So, he hadn't serviced Moshe Rabbeinu, as far as we know. He hadn't been in the, by the Har Sinai. So, apparently, he already had this propensity for Asmada, for learning diligently. So apparently, since he had that quality, Moshe Rabbeinu said he should be the one who should lead. Now, the Kli Yoker, to go into the Kli Yoker, deep into the Kli Yoker, he begins to say, "Ulai Romans," because it's a very intricate Kli Yoker with the quotes of management far into the Kli Yoker. Yeah.
On page Shin Ayin Aleph in the standard Mikros Gedolim.
Yeah, Vulai Ramas. The Rif Yun Yadayim, She Rafu Yadayim and Atarish and Didna Miyad Liyad. The fact that Moshe's hands were too heavy, he couldn't hold it up himself. So maybe that represents this idea that we were not as powerful in learning as should have been. Umen atfila, and weak hands means we did it in a Sias Kapayim. Umen midas gilus chasadim and eaten the yad liyad. It's stuck at Islis Amish is yadcha. So the arms represent the Torah that's given in a Mesorah, the tefila that's given to his kapayim, and miyad liyad. Uraya lezeh, shenemar, v'arin v'chur, tomchu yadav. He says, now look at the picture you have. You have Moshe Rabbeinu's hands, and they're held up by Aaron and Chur. So what does that represent? Can the hachzik shloi shemud v'elo, shemit yisrael nochin aleim, to establish these three pillars. U'behem nechziku shloi shemroyim, Moshe Aaron u'miriam. Chur represents Miriam. Asher b'zchus som nosim l'shem, mon, be'er, and na'yakov. And Chazal say that the three things that kept us going in the Midbar, the mon, be'er, and na'yakov, mon b'zchus Moshe, ki le'nit n'tere ki'im lo'oich le'mon, because Chazal say that it had to be the door that tended the Kadosh Baruch Hu to be zeich in getting the Torah. So Moshe is mon, is Torah. Ha'be'er, Shaysa Misapegas Lahem Kolzer Chompis Hus Miriam, Shay Misapegas Mozin Le Yolodim. Miriam was one who took care of the kids, and therefore she is the one that brought the bracha of Mayim. And Nani Yakova, Ibusos Aaron, she hosted Babaisa Karbonis, Kayin Karbonis brings the Shechina, and Nani Yakova represents Shechina. It passed it out, and we also know that when Aaron died, then Amalek died, and once again we were vulnerable. So the Alkain, I skipped two lines. Alkain, b'machamazur, rasa Moshe shiyu yodav emun al yedei shiyizkem zechus shlosh amudim elu. So Moshe Rabbeinu's going on top of the mountain was that when we look at the Mishnah says we look at Moshe Rabbeinu and then we mishaveh li beinu v'yishu v'shamayim. The Yoke says he wanted to remind us that we need to have three sets of zchuyos. Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. So he has that's Moshe is Torah, Avodah is Aaron, and Gemilas Chasadim is Miriam. Right? So Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah is not hard to represent. And he's the Mon because that was what provided us with the Amunah that we could be Zohar the Torah. Aaron is Anonim, is Avodah. And Miriam is the bear, and Chur represents Miriam. So that was interesting, different way of looking at the things. That the picture of Moshe Rabbeinu, you see that the parsha is a strange detail in the pasuk. Look at the pasuk. So in the Svayukasha, you're Moshe Yod, the Begovah Yisrael, so that I get. He was davening. When they saw him davening, so then they were Mishabed, Levam, Levim, Shemayim. What's the next picture? The day Moshe kvedim, his hands grew tired. So it apparently means that they gave him a place to sit. Doesn't mean they propped up the arms of the stones. He sat on the stones. And Aaron and Chur held his hands up high. Yodav emuna b'ri shemesh, and his hand stayed up until the sun set, and Yeshua defeated Amalek. So why does the Torah give us this picture of Aaron and Hur holding the hands? Why is it a significant detail? The significant detail is that Klal Yisrael was inspired by Moshe Rabbeinu's davening. That's the important detail. Why is it important to tell us he couldn't do it himself? He needed Aaron and Hur. So Kliyoka is a beautiful product. Kliyoka says because what the real inspiration was the recommitment to Torah Avodah Gvilas Chasadim. When they remembered the Zechuyas they needed, That inspired them. So that gives an interesting shot to this. The Mishnah only focuses on the Chiyodav Shal Moshe Eisel Lachoma. Now look for a moment at the Arachayim on Pasuk Yud Dalet. It's also in Pasuk Yud Gimel, the word Bayachalosh. Yeshua weakened them. Did he beat? Did he win or didn't he win? It's a strange phrase. Vayachalosh, he got them weaker. Rashi says he did not kill all of them. He had to just, Now the Das Kedem, because that's we're Shloshim Yom Kedem Purim. Right, so Makayim, I think it's the one situation where the Achronim say there is no din of Shloshim Yom Kedem. Chanukah is where they all agree there's no din. And Purim, there's, I think, one or two Achronim. Raldenberg has a shuv on it. They say Shloshim Yom Lagabi Purim. So in Yeshivas, it's the only Yom Tov that for sure you prepare for the day before is Purim. And also something. So now the research of Yom Kedem. So I thought the Das Kedem's comment is an interesting comment. He said, Vayachalosh has to do with casting a lot. A lot has three names: Pur, Gairo, and Choylosh. Psikta the Rav Kahana. Now, what did he cast a lot on? They cast a lot on which Jews went to fight. Yeshua cast a lot on Amalek.
How does the Hemshach of the Pasuk work? Yes, Amalek of Assembly with Yicharev.
Unless he's referring to what Rashi said, that he chose some of them, only he only killed some than all of them. So he cast a lot on which Amalek is to kill.
Right. It doesn't quite fit because Rashi says that he killed off all their strong ones and he left over the weak ones. I don't know if you need a guide rule to do that.
The weakened people. Yeah.
Where else is the word cholash like a goral?
Right.
The word v'es amoy is strange also. V'es amoy. V'yachlash yishu is Amalek.
That's a question anyway.
Right. So the Sfarna says that there are other people joined in with Amalek to fight us. There were those that were with him. The Amalek also had an Erev Rav. But it's unless you say Amalek is the king. He weakened the king.
That would fit in with the Rashi of killing the Giborim.
It doesn't.
It's like the game of chess. You know, you kill the king, you win the game.
They often have that. They send the head around of Shaul, head around of Goliath. Often that was the way that they weakened the enemy by showing that they got the leader.
Right. You find in Malachim also in the war with Ahab. Put all your attention to Achav, the king, not to anybody else, and they killed him, and everybody ran away.
They ran away. What is Pshat at the previous? But v'yehi yadon emuno ad boya shamash. His hand stood until what? Till the sun set. Till they win the war. Didn't win the war. Why is boya shamash an important? Detail.
I always assumed that was like based on by Elio and Ovi that Mincha time is the time is the Isratza.
So if you have a look at the Kli Yoker. Not quite the like Elio, but he had not that much different. Kli Yoker and Yud Beis. Amalek came upon Klal Yisrael in three different tekufos. This was in the, this is when Amalek came in the early part of Klal Yisrael's history. And then Mordechai and Esther. Right? And that is Harim Shimshon. That's in the afternoon. That's Mordechai and Esther. And then means So it means that Moshe Rabbeinu still had an impact from the first time Amalek came until our next battle of Amalek. Now, how did he impact? He says, the Gemara says, Kevan shenafal agarol hamayirach adar samach simcha gedai lo lefi shaboy meis Moshe. And the idea is that Adi Noled Moshe. Shema Mina Shehoman Sover, Shemoshe Meis, Vitoma Zahus, Vitor. In Miyaka Shenoled Ba'adis, Chuse, Oman Yisro, Bochani Shehu, Lachach Nehmar. It was pshat that Moshe, that Aaron was excited that the girl fell in the time of Adar. As Moshe Meis, Ptir is bad for the Jews. He didn't know that when Moshe was born. So the pshat is that he thought this is gavaldig because these chus that the Jews have against Amalek, it's done, it's finished, it's exhausted. But what really happened is because that this was Moshe Rabbeinu's investment in Klal Yisrael was that he was his chus maintained itself well beyond. So means Vayhi Yodav Emunat Baya Shemesh until the next time that we meet with Amalek.
Does he leave out the Milchama and Yemei Shol because we went upon them as opposed to vice versa?
I don't know. In the Gemara, Kisayim Zay Sikorin Basayfer.
Right.
So the battle with Shaul is
included.
Is recorded. It couldn't be that the battle of that Mordechai's battle was a hemshech of Shaul because he didn't kill Agag.
Right.
And Chazal say that Haman came from the time that Shaul is reluctant in killing Agag. So that might be his one large melchama. But the kasha thing is interesting. Kasha, Advoy Hashemesh. What's the point of that picture? Okay. The Kliyopas is another word at the very end that it's at Baya Shemesh means until you Yemais Mashiach. Okay, let's go back to the Shira of Miriam. That's a Perek Tezvav Pasuk Zion. Makes sense. Perek Tezvav. No. Pasuk Chav. Tesvav chof, atikach mirma nevi'a chois arim, as a tof, viyonda. So the question is, why is she called a nevi'a achois arim? That makes it much more significant to say achois Moshe, because that's she just copied Hashira. She's much more of achois Moshe than achois arim at this moment. So why achois arim? Yes, so Rashi says because she was in the Nevi'ah, right? And we want to recall her great schus was that she was in the Nevi'ah when she was only a sister of Aaron, and then she predicted the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Kli Yoker has learned Svaker. Kli Yoker says in Posuk Chof, Achshav Nasa Neviya, Kibamamad Zeh Zochul Gama Noshim Leros Bnei Ashkena, Asher Omru Kulam Zekel Mian Veyu, Ros Ashifcha Al Yom, Chach Nehmar Vateitzeno Kol Anoshim Achareo, Kenavu Hischila B'Miriam, the Kol Anoshim Yotu Be'ikvo Yisev Mamamad Zeh, Ki kulam zochul nevuah. That all the women, everybody was zochul to nevuah. But the Chazal stress, afilu shifcha sheviyom. That means they're stressing all the women had nevuah. So we want to stress that Miriam had nevuah. Now we're not according to the Rashi, it's the zechus of her nevuah. According to Yaakov, we're stressing she had Nebuah right now. And where did the Nebuah come from? She'ein ha'shchina sh'arek yimitach simcha. Anosh meishim tzar leiva ke'in lokcha es ha'toif b'yoda v'teitzen ha'kol anoshim ha'chareo. V'suf m'cholet. K'dei she'tochel alei ruch ha'kodesh v'yitach simcha. So this is a good word for Jeremy. So why did the women have more simcha right now? It's because they had more tsar when the children were born. So therefore, they had greater simcha now than the men had. This is a beautiful word from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Lubavitcher Rebbe said, why were the women dancing and the men weren't dancing? The women should have been dancing. So why did they have more simcha? So Lubavitcher Rebbe says, because the women had more tsar. Is the men had tsar, they were taken out of their homes, and they were beaten, but at the end of the day, who was the one at home who had to give up the children when the Egyptian police came and said, we want to throw the babies into the Yam? So who had to give the babies over? The men were, they were working, they weren't home. So it was the women. He said, who had to protect the young girls that they shouldn't get violated, that they shouldn't become inundated with Egyptian culture? The women, they're at home. So he says, the tsar of the women is greater than the tsar of the men. So therefore, the relief of the women is greater. So therefore, they danced. They had a greater... So he said, I'm not sure that's all rolled up in this. Yeshem tsar leida. But that could be what he's saying. He's saying that they were the ones who suffered much more when the children were taken away. They were the ones who were much more invested in the babies. So they had the 9 months, they had the tsar late, and then bang, then they were taken away. So because they had more tsar, they had more simcha right now.
I think that's also explaining why besufim b'mcholos, right? We just had in Daf Yomi that you can't have Ruach HaKodesh unless you're in a state of simcha.
Right.
And Elisha had to have the menagin play music for him because he got angry in order to have the nevuah. So the tupim is the music that the women who otherwise weren't on the level of simcha to be able to have the nevuah, maybe the music got them to that level.
Right, right. So that would even indicate that the women had nevuah and the men didn't have nevuah.
Right.
Yeah.
The answer, Rabbi, that the Lubavitch Rebbe gave about the women being the ones at home who suffered when the Egyptians came to take away the babies, the only issue I have with that is that the timing is way off, because that gezerah of throwing the babies into the river was at the time that Moshe was born. And right. The kashtus is that it stopped after that, because the chatumim told him that we see in the Tagninus that the baby is in the river.
Yeah.
So that means it stopped 80 years ago. The women who were alive, who were in the mid in after Yamsuf, would have had to be 100 years or older in order to have experienced that tsar.
But isn't there also a medrash that they took babies and bricked them into the walls? And
so that was from the fathers. That was after the day when the work was over, right? When the work was over and they didn't build enough bricks, then they came for those babies.
Right. So.
But the men were home then also.
Uh-huh. Okay. I don't know what I mean, that the Midrash says that they took the babies at the end of the day.
You mean maybe they came back the next day?
Could be.
I'll tell you, I heard today on a podcast from Rabbi David Katz.
Yeah.
He says, you know, we say that Shlomis Bas Divri was the only one who was Mizana with a Mitzri and they had a baby, right? So he says, if you know anything about slavery, it's inconceivable that the Egyptians ruled over the men's bodies and they enslaved them, you know, mercilessly, and yet they left their wives alone. So even if we'll say that the women weren't nichshal, but it was a constant battle to keep the Egyptian men away from them. Now he doesn't say that. His theory is that he actually makes it. I mean, it's one of his Alibi Imerli that he says. He says the 80% who he says he can't imagine that the Egyptian taskmasters and overseers didn't have their way with the Jewish women. That's how slavery worked. And he says that's the Chamushim Olu, the 80% who died, with the 80% who were children of Egyptian men and Jewish women. But he says that also, but even if we'll say that they weren't nichshal, that they were able to somehow keep them off, but it was an ongoing nisayon, and that's why they were besupim. That's why they were besupim with kolos and dancing, because that was a special Yeshua that they had.
Yeah, that's a good word. The Kleyokrit also is an interesting word after this. He says, Umashenemar Achis Aroin, the Vishahisa Shavalevinhua. Right? It was not like Moshe. But she was the same level as Aaron. The loshin mecholos who inyan mechilas omer, and dancing mechila goes together. Why? So Rav Bachya says because kol mi shenasa leneis omer shira leyedua shemoichel lekol avinoisa. That anybody who has a neis and he thanks the Kodesh Baruch Hu for that neis gets mechila. Says maybe from the lashon of mecholos. Amashenemar v'tan leMiriam elefisha al ayom bo anoshim madrega anoshim basogas nevua. Okay, never let me midvarois b'midavrois lezachorim mechin osu nemar nekemet the save of gover. The point is that it's an interesting word that mechila. And mecholos and dancing. First one has a nace and they give shira for the nace. So that's they bring a korban shalom by recognizing that a person wasn't worthy. So it's agdam lechayavim toivos. Means we recognize we weren't worthy. So that's a person who recognizes that he got something that he's not worthy for. That's a form of tshuva.
What's interesting?
So the Klal Yisrael was involved in Navayi Zohar and I don't know Miriam herself, but who could be one more word and then I have to finish. Let's look at the Pasuk Chof Vav. Yani Hashem Reifecha. Im Shemoya Tishma Kol Hashem Rikecha, Vayosha Menav Taaseh, Vazat Lu Mitzvayseh, Vishamati Kol Chulto, Kol Amachla Shasam Yisrael Yisrael Lecha, Kieni Hashem Rifecha. It's a strange thing. If you do all your mitzvahs, there won't have to be any machla. Good. So what's Kieni Hashem Rifecha? Well, we're going to be healthy because we're doing mitzvahs. So Rashi says one idea of Kenei Hashem Rifecha means a doctor who is advising us how to stay healthy. And the I think the Arachaim says that sometimes we'll be negligent, and we will bring ourselves to be ill, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us. And if we keep the Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, we won't get sick. But then sometimes we'll be a fesheya. We'll do a stupid thing, and we will get sick because of our stupidity. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, so then I will cure you as well. Ibn Ezra says that Ani Hashem Reifecha Bikol Nachla Shegazarti L'Yosef Mala Aretz Ein Lecha Tzorech L'Roife. He says, look what just happened. Kasher Ripesa Amayim Amar. He said, just like the there was bitter water, I took care of it. And bitter water, doctors don't usually get the cure. And this is a very impressive idea. He said the first nace that Kadosh Baruch Hu did for us after Kriyas Yamsov was a reversal of the first makkah. And the first makkah, the water became not drinkable. The first nace, he took non-drinkable water and made it drinkable. So, minei hefach hamakir rishayim, v'kona mayim morim shalom asukim, minei Hashem osa domer hefchay, al-kein yishol yishomer, shaloi tamer boi v'lhav yisoy gihu yaitiv lukha. So, the keni Hashem rifecho means, according to Ibn Ezra, that I will be able to, whatever happens, I will have the power to affect a refuah. I will have the ability to make things. Kriyoker says that's the word when it comes to Torah mitzvahs. In other words, he's saying the first part of the pasuk is to keep Torah mitzvahs. Kriyoker says even when it comes to Torah mitzvahs, when we begin learning, it's not easy, it's hard. In the end, it becomes sweet and good for us. So a roife, a doctor, knows that sometimes he has to give us a bitter medicine to make us better afterward. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm giving you Torah mitzvahs. I know the beginning is not going to be easy. But that's what a roife does. A roife knows that sometimes you have to have a difficult course in order to get to a good result. But we looked at three things. We looked at the Amalek. In Amalek, we raised the question of what's this picture of Chor and Aaron and Moshe Rabbeinu. So Torah Avodah Gilas Chasadim. And then that was Kli Yoker's word. And then we discussed why did Amalek come all together? Eish Umayim, we needed to have because there's a weakness when it comes to Torah. And then we trying to figure out what is it, why was it Yodim Emunah Kibay HaShemesh? What's the significance of that? That maybe that's a reference to that there was a Chuyas that kept on going even to the time of Purim. Then we discussed the Nevuah of Miriam and and the passion of Miriam that they had to come from Chuyas, maybe because they had more Tsar. Then we discussed the Kli Yoker that Miriam had a at that, whereas Rashi says her greatness of Nebuah was when she was with Aaron, Cleocus is very carried. Her greatness of Nebuah was now that all the women reached a high level of Nebuah on Yamsuf and Bitoch Simcha, they were able to have Nebuah and they had the Shira. And then Kenia Shem Reifecha, the Ibn Ezra, Kadosh Baruch Hu showed us how he can create refuahs. And he Davka started walking back any of the interventions he had for the makkos. And the Kli Yoker says he was showing us how that is the end of the pasuk of encouraging us to do mitzvahs. That Torah mitzvahs also sometimes begins and it's difficult. And Baruch Hu knows it's better for us. Okay. Yeshavashira.
Oh, yeah.
Jeremy, you are somewhere. You have help in the house? You have help for the children? David, I'm going to call you on the phone?
Oh, sure.
Okay, good.
to let you come out tonight.
He didn't tell me. He told me he went shopping. He's like,
well, tomorrow.
That's
Beth Ham. We go along.
David. Hey.
Hey. Hey.